Transform anger into rationality. Anger proves highly detrimental, robbing individuals of their capacity for rationality. Those engulfed in anger often deceive themselves regarding their own and others' intentions and behaviors, residing within a self-protective realm fueled by rage. Outbursts of anger can lead to severe challenges in both personal and professional realms. For instance, enraged drivers risk fatal accidents or altercations, while angry spouses may hinder communication with their children or jeopardize their marriages. Habitual anger can result in the loss of friendships, employment, or even physical well-being. Those seeking to overcome their anger must understand that merely suppressing or moderating outbursts won't suffice. Instead, the key lies in transforming rage into rationality. By interpreting emotions rather than being overwhelmed by them, individuals can glean valuable insights into their angry mindset, turning feelings into significant sources of self-awareness and understanding. The significance of anger. Individuals prone to anger often feel enraged when confronted with power struggles they ultimately cannot prevail in. Faced with disappointment, they resort to coercion, employing verbal, physical, or passive-aggressive tactics to manipulate outcomes. Nonetheless, utilizing anger as a means to influence situations that deviate from expectations proves ineffective. Angry individuals can alter their approach by acknowledging and analyzing their feelings of anger. Rather than reacting impulsively, they should seek to understand by gathering additional information. Instead of imposing their expectations, they should question their validity and explore alternative means of communication to convey them effectively. Following this reflective process, individuals experiencing anger might realize that they need to enact more change within themselves than in others. Small habits bolster significant ones. Anger doesn't arise spontaneously. Similar to smoking, exercising, or any habit, positive or negative, anger develops through consistent, often ritualistic actions. It intertwines with other habits of thought, speech, and behavior. Anger, much like smoking, is contextual. Smoking isn't merely about lighting a cigarette and inhaling, it involves a series of actions within a context, such as purchasing cigarettes, conversing with the vendor, fidgeting with a lighter during a call, or sharing and borrowing cigarettes among peers. Anger's multifaceted nature. Quitting smoking remains unattainable if the smoker retains all associated habits. Consider attempting to quit smoking while still engaging in social interactions involving purchasing cigarettes, conversing with vendors, sharing cigarettes, and playing with lighters. Expecting to quit smoking without altering these supporting habits is unrealistic. Breaking the smoking habit necessitates dismantling all the minor habits that uphold it. Similar to smoking, the habit of anger is multifaceted. Critical thoughts, fantasies of revenge, attributing malicious intentions to others, criticizing lifestyles, negative self-perception, and feelings of victimization all contribute to the context of anger. Anger doesn't erupt spontaneously, rather, individuals fuel their anger by nurturing these emotions and thoughts. Understanding and overcoming its grip. The remedy lies in cutting off the fuel source for anger rather than just suppressing its heat. Anger harbors vital information, signaling individuals about their actions, observations, interpretations, and conclusions drawn from these. Often, these processes occur without full awareness or thorough questioning. To prevent angry outbursts, individuals must learn to examine and challenge their interpretations effectively. Frequently, individuals who scrutinize the motivations and intentions of others are projecting their discontent or lack of fulfillment onto them. Angry individuals often identify flaws in others based on their unrealistic expectations. To overcome anger, they must scrutinize their perceptions and assess why they felt attacking was the best course of action. This can be challenging due to anger's paralyzing effect, but by examining their feelings during outbursts, individuals can transcend this unproductive and potentially harmful behavior. Recognizing self-respect over self-importance. Angry individuals often struggle with self-importance, their primary weakness. They resist the idea of not being as significant as they perceive. Unlike self-respect, which stems from honest self-assessment, self-importance may ironically originate from unwarranted self-disdain. Anger often results from the frustration of trying to manipulate others' opinions and self-perceptions. Transitioning from self-importance to self-respect can unlock their full potential and promote an appreciation for the capabilities of others. Self-important individuals may perceive themselves as powerless victims of significant injustice. This sense of victimization fuels their angry outbursts, drawing from a reservoir of negative energy. For instance, consider managers who consistently react with discontent and displeasure to every mistake made by their employees. In personal relationships, consider parents who openly express their dissatisfaction to their children, leading the latter to feel inadequate and unable to meet their parents' standards. These children perceive their parents' expectations as consistently unfair and unreasonable. To disrupt this cycle, individuals experiencing anger must shift their perspective away from victimhood and accept the liberation from the burden of rage. Ineffective communication. Anger undermines communication, rendering honesty unattainable. Much like adversaries in conflict, angry individuals seek to mask their vulnerabilities while exploiting others. This deception stems from the fear of being exploited in return, leading to relationships devoid of trust and transparency. Conversely, sharing vulnerabilities is crucial for promoting genuine intimacy and healthy relationships. Anger transcends mere communication breakdown. It frequently manifests as exerting force. While force is often perceived as a display of strength, it stems from underlying fear. The intertwining of fear and anger exacerbates the situation, potentially leading to panic when individuals engaged in a fierce power struggle sense losing control. In their fear of losing control, angry individuals resort to making threats, sometimes following through with them. The trap of external validation and dealing with guilt. Angry individuals often seek validation from others, as anger feels less intense when shared. Take the common scenario of a frustrated husband confiding in a sympathetic listener, receiving reassurance that his anger is justified. However, this validation not only bolsters his ego but also fuels his anger by affirming his misguided beliefs. Such interactions, though well-intentioned, can strain relationships and even lead to divorce. Despite temporary relief post-separation, the underlying habit of seeking control may perpetuate in subsequent relationships due to its repetitive nature. Angry individuals experience guilt without experiencing remorse, as these emotions differ significantly. Remorse entails honesty, where individuals acknowledge their wrongdoing and strive to rectify it. On the other hand, those burdened with guilt tend to evade responsibility and avoid facing the truth. Alternatives to anger. Exploring alternatives to anger is feasible. Anger typically emerges from a power struggle context, indicating a loss within this contest. To mitigate anger, individuals must confront reality and take ownership of their actions. Anger serves as valuable feedback, aiding in personal growth. 1. Substitute self-importance, self-contempt, and guilt with self-esteem and remorse. 2. The transition from seeking power over others to recognizing their autonomy. 3. Replace criticism and hostility with receptivity and understanding. Breaking the anger pattern necessitates acknowledging the rights of others while upholding personal values. Communicating expectations through actions rather than erupting in anger is key to promoting healthier relationships. Parent-child anger. Angry efforts to dominate others frequently stem from unsuccessful self-regulation. For instance, parents who've made errors in their own lives might aggressively seek to govern their children's behavior and compel them to adhere strictly to societal norms. Numerous parents establish rules and enforce compliance through the threat of punishment. However, those who resort to anger as a disciplinary tool often emphasize the importance of rules without addressing the significance of self-control. Instead, parents should employ rules to promote credibility and self-assurance, aiming to teach their children self-regulation. By demonstrating confidence in their children's ability to meet expectations and manage their behavior, parents can use rules constructively. Managing anger in parenthood. As individuals with a tendency towards anger assume the role of parents, they must remain acutely attuned to the emotions driving their anger. Feelings like fear and rage serve as significant indicators. Before making decisions concerning their children, such parents must address their own emotions. Anger or fear can impair rational thinking, especially when compounded by the reactions of their children, who may exacerbate the situation with tantrums. Nonetheless, even parents in the process of understanding their own emotions are duty-bound to explore their children's feelings. Children experience anger akin to adults, often stemming from unmet expectations and thwarted predictions. However, learning to recognize and manage such disappointments is a crucial life skill. Parents bear the responsibility of guiding their children to handle disappointment without resorting to anger, a lesson they must first internalize themselves. Key points. 1. Understanding anger's context promotes rationality and self-respect. 2. Failed control attempts breed anger, harming personal and professional life. 3. Anger impedes honest communication, reinforcing fear and mistrust. 4. Seeking external validation fuels anger, while guilt sans remorse sustains negativity. 5. Alternatives to anger involve prioritizing self-esteem over self-importance. 6. Shifting from power-seeking to autonomy understanding mitigates anger. 7. Parent-child anger often stems from inadequate self-regulation teaching,